Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to summer here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just show up and they tear out the damage. You got to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration does it all. They take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience. Aloha is with you from start to finish. They restore the water damage and make your home as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time now for the Great Clip of the Week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
From the stretch, the big right-hander Hughes comes back. And Baez lines one into right field deep. Back goes Puig near the wall. Grand slam. Grand slam, Javier Baez. Cubs lead 5-0. Opposite field granny for Javier Baez. And listen to the Cub fans at the Great American Ballpark.
Thousands of them here in Cincinnati always travel to watch their Cubs.
That Great Clip of the Week is sponsored by Great Clips, Great Haircuts. It's going to be great. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And the Bulls haven't done anything in the last 2 minutes, have they?
Not that I'm aware of, though. Okay. Let's get Casey on the phone, though, so we can break some news while he's on the phone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
How do you like Thomas Satoransky?
I like Thomas Satoransky. I think it's one of these moves that makes sense, and it's not one of these things you have to make a big leap of faith. The expectations won't be high because he's a guy that only an NBA fan can love, really. He's a guy that does a lot of the little things. He's a very pretty good shooter, quality playmaker. He's a guy that can hit the three-pointer. He's versatile, and he's a veteran, and you like that they're getting guys who have been on the court for, you know, extended periods of time, because everything, as you point out, you like this offseason as long as they stay healthy.
I'm getting a lot of grief on the text line for saying that I thought it was a sneaky, decent offseason. I would have much preferred Zion. I would have much preferred, Anthony Davis coming home. I would have much preferred if Kevin Durant wanted to recuperate here in Chicago because of the great doctors. But the fact of the matter is that the Bulls, for what they're operating with and what our expectation level is, they are not in that category of teams. But I'm just saying, when you look at their roster, and again, we're going to come back to people not liking John Paxson and Gar Forman and the leadership that they have shown and the moves that they have made. We're going to come back to people thinking that Jim Boylan doesn't deserve to be an NBA coach and that the whole thing is comical. I forget who it was. I heard somebody talking about one of the guards that had been in San Antonio and had played for Jim Boylan, you know, really? Is that what the connection was? I mean, was it Boylan that it was developing guys down in San Antonio? I don't think so.
Well, if that's the case, bring on Kawhi.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, his relationship that's with right. Kawhi should get him in here.
What it do, baby? Yeah, you already know.
So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they've come away with a completely different, phenomenal team and all the rest of it. I'm just saying, as you sit here and you watch them put this together, you know, the Eastern Conference, if, again, Kawhi does leave, you know, you got Milwaukee, you got the Celtics. Really, it's kind of Milwaukee, Philadelphia, the Celtics. I'd take Philadelphia.
Conference in transition. I think there's nobody that's a clear-cut favorite at the top if Kawhi Leonard goes to Los Angeles. And what the latest is on the Twitter machine, but I think Chris Carter from Fox Sports, who has a connection within Kawhi's camp, says that within the next day or so, he'll talk to the Lakers, and Kawhi Leonard is going to talk to the Clippers. And then he's going to go back to Toronto and give them the last chance to kind of convince him to stay. I don't know if that's going to work. Maybe he's already got one foot in the SoCal door.
Well, he's from there.
He's from there. It makes a lot of sense. If he leaves, what happens to the East?
Yeah, it's wide open.
So I think that 76ers become the team after they responded to Jimmy Butler going and taking his torment to South Beach with the Heat. He goes down there and changes.
What are you saying? You're saying Rolo doesn't put Milwaukee over the top?
No, I don't think so. Sixers, Celtics, Bucks. I'm sorry. Sixers, Bucks, well, Celtics, Raptors. Okay, there's your top four teams.
Okay,
in the East.
I kind of said that, didn't I? And you're getting mad because I put the Bucks ahead of the.
I didn't get mad. I just sort of like in my mind, the Sixers probably put themselves near the top because of the move with Al Horford. I thought that was big.
Al Horford's a winner, and that's great. And keeping Tobias Harris is big, but they're putting together a contract for Ben Simmons that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. And that I wouldn't love, and they're losing Jimmy, and he was the guy that was making plays for them in the playoffs.
He did hit a lot of big shots. I will give him credit there. He was a guy that
you don't like Jimmy.
I don't.
I know. It's funny.
At least I'm honest about it.
Right.
But I think in the context of the Bulls discussion, you have to look at the bottom four teams in the East or the playoff teams, and you look at how close are they to being one of those teams in the mix for a playoff spot. Does that get you excited about next season? I don't know, but at least it beats the tanking discussion. It's better than talking about things that, let's look ahead to next year's draft and circle that on the calendar. No, you're looking forward to the start of next season, and it's been too long before that's been the case. So when you make a move and you get Satoransky and you sign a guy who's a proven professional like Thaddeus Young, you're not going to do cartwheels, but at least they're more competent than they have been in past off seasons, and I think that's progress.
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, it's all going to depend on whether the guys that they have can play and can play together. And we've waited a couple of years to see if they can even line up together, right? So if they can roll out a ball and have those guys out there, that will be progress, believe it or not, in terms of what you expect from the Bulls. But, I kind of like Coby White, all right? Sorry. I kind of like some of the moves they've made. Do I wish they had gotten other things? Absolutely. And the idea, they talk about it, that they're chasing titles, they're not chasing playoff spots. At this point, I'd be very happy to have them chase a playoff spot, even in a very undermanned East. That would be great. It would just be more fun to be able to go to a game and enjoy it and have something to cheer for or be happy about, as opposed to sitting there and pining over some college player that you may be able to have a 14% chance of drafting. That's just enough of that.
Which is more exciting, the NBA playoffs or the NBA offseason?
the NBA has really got it going. It's fascinating.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see what happens next.
This.
You know, you look at last night, you just couldn't turn away, and it was in the middle of the night when we tend to get up, and you're seeing stories that were filed, 41 minutes earlier. Yeah. And it's like in the middle of the night, these things are happening. I went to bed thinking D'Angelo Russell was going to the Timberwolves. And I think people in Minnesota had kind of given the impression D'Angelo Russell was talking with the Timberwolves and he's going to be that was his number one choice. I'm thinking, that's an interesting move. How does he fit into the whole thing? And then all of a sudden you wake up and it's like, wait a second. He's going to the Warriors?
Yeah, for Iguodala.
Pick and roll is going to play for in an offense that relies on so much ball movement and precision and moving without the basketball?
Was that a panic move, do you think? Because Kevin Durant, did they really think that Durant wasn't going to leave?
I think Casey said something interesting. Maybe he's part of something bigger. Maybe there's another move to be made. I don't know. They signed and retained Klay Thompson, the Warriors. They get D'Angelo Russell, which is how does that work? And then they trade
Klay Thompson's Iguodala. Not available this year, right? He blew his knee out. So,
true, but I mean,
so you got to have somebody.
Those
play
are two
with
long-term
Steph.
Commitments financially, though, that are pretty significant commitments.
And they gave him a four-year. They gave Russell a four-year contract, right?
Yeah. So who knows? I think the next big story is what happens with Kawhi, and maybe we won't know that today.
It.
Maybe we won't know that tomorrow. But you wonder. If it's going to be Lakers, is it going to be Clippers, and what that does to the Lakers if he goes there?
If it's Clippers and not Lakers, that becomes really interesting because now you got a real balance in the NBA, believe it or not, especially with Kevin Durant out this year, right? If it ends up being Lakers, then take everything we've talked about with the balance and all that, throw it out the window. If he ends up going to the Lakers, and it doesn't make sense to me for him to go to the Lakers just because of his personality, I just can't see him wanting to be the third wheel.
He's a very difficult guy to read, as difficult as any superstar in any sport.
Well,
you don't know.
He's a quiet dude, and he doesn't talk much, and he doesn't say much. But can you see him, you know, kind of being subjugated?
Showtime?
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
What is the allure to a kid growing up in Southern California to the Lakers franchise?
The Lakers. Right.
That uniform, what does it represent to him? We don't know, and I wouldn't want to start to begin to interpret it because he is Mr. Mystery. And when you think about what he might be motivated by, good luck with that, because I think it'd be a fool's errand to try to say that.
But if the Lakers are putting a lot of eggs in that basket, if they can't convince him to go there and he goes to the Clippers or he stays in Toronto, then they have missed out on three or four guys that they might have been in on that might have helped their team, and they've got some work to do, right?
Without question.
And the music is playing, and the chairs are being removed, and at some point...
And you got five players under contract or whatever?
Two people are going to be sitting down in the same chair, and you're going to feel like you're the Knicks.
It's a big gamble. It is a pretty significant risk, but the NBA offseason seems to be about significant risks. People are rolling the dice. We haven't even mentioned the Nets. The Nets, obviously, they're a team that was a big surprise last year. They feel like they did it with chemistry and players that worked well together, and then they went and they disrupted that. They went and got Kyrie. Maybe that's going to be good. Kevin Durant, maybe next year he comes back and all is well. And he is what they call the Slim Reaper. I love that nickname, the Slim Reaper again. But I just don't know because it's an Achilles injury for a guy who's going to be 31 years old. So there's some risk involved there, but it's the NBA offseason. It's all about gambling.
Let's get out to the phone lines. James is on the road. Let's bring in James. Good morning, James.
Hey, James.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you two play nice this morning. It's early Monday. Real quick. Hey, guys, you know what? You said, I've had it for so many years. I agree with you 100%. I like what the Bulls have did, and I really like Daniel Gafford. I like the athleticism, but let's be honest. What has to happen is these kids have to show out, and if Bolin's the guy and his team starts to gel a little bit, we have to attract the free agent down the road. There's a bunch of this. Every year, there's a disgruntled superstar or the next level superstar potentially. So these kids are really going to have to show out the next couple of years for us to attract that guy. So we have to attract the guy. So but I think we're going to be competitive. I'm a little excited. I'm not like overly exuberant like you said.
Yeah.
But still, if these kids can show out the next couple of years and we can attract one or two guys, we're going to have some. And Gafford gets a little bit better. Maybe he's got sneak pick at that power. I like that kid's attitude a lot from listening to him so far. So I guess I'm excited to some level, but I hope these kids can show out. We can attract somebody that we really need and could move forward, and maybe we can hang another banner in the next 6 to 8 years. Who knows? I mean, what do you guys think?
That's awesome. Thanks, James. Wow.
I think the Gafford made a really strong first impression. He was the guy from the introductory press conference that you walked away thinking, oh, wow. You can see how he's magnetic. He's got a charisma. He plays with that energy. And if he plays with that energy and athleticism, he could make an impact. But he is a second-round pick. You never know with those guys.
And I mean, believe it or not, the Bulls have sold second-round picks for cash. So what's the difference if they gave a couple away to bring in a player, right? Or one away and one swap. That doesn't seem like it's that bad. It's not a perfect roster. Somebody needs to be a star. Either Zach LaVine, they need to develop an all-star type player out of this group.
Or two of them.
Whether it's Lauri Markkanen, yes, or two of them. The all-star game will be in Chicago next year. They need their Lucas
Markkanen
Giolito.
And Zach LaVine have an opportunity to be those guys.
Well, and here's hoping, and maybe Coby White in a couple of years. But they're not gonna compete for anything until they have start. It's a star-driven league.
No, without question. But
they've added up.
They've upgraded.
They have upgraded, and they've got a balanced roster.
And what
they
if,
have a balanced starting
do.
Lineup and a balanced roster. And I don't know that that's going to get you more than, you know, on the L, but that's about it.
Let's anticipate everybody being healthy, best case scenario next year. Everybody plays 80 games. What is their ceiling next season? What is the best
they can do? They're a 41-41 team in the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. I think that's possible.
I don't think they're competing for a title.
And I think the irony
they're replacing Charlotte as the team that crawls into the playoffs and gets swept by Milwaukee.
And to me, what's ironic...
Or Philadelphia, if you're David.
There's a reliance internally on Jim Boylan coaching this team to its max and getting the most out of it. And there's no confidence in Jim Boylan outside the Advocate Center. And that disparity creates some interesting conversations and some really split opinions. But that's what it is. You look at this roster, Mully. You're right. These guys have potential, but you have to coach them up, as they say. You have to get the most out of them. And that's up to him. It's the NBA. It's a stars league. But when you don't have a star, you've got to rely on these intangibles, and that's what they're trying to rely upon. Nobody has confidence in them except for the people who are paying him.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, what Kevin says there is what most Bull fans are going to look at, because there's not a belief in what the program is or what the plan is. But it's clear if you take a step back that they actually have filled in a lot of spots that they felt they had to improve. They know that if they're going to get better, it's going to have to be internal. There is no Beowulf. You can't go out and bring in Kawhi. He just doesn't want to come here. No one does, apparently.
41 victories would be a 19-win improvement. You know how big of an improvement that is? That's a ton. So,
well, I mean, you have to think that if everyone was healthy, they might have gotten to 30, 32. So that's got to be their mentality in terms of how they break it down. If you think they're just 20 games better, then that's not going to happen. But if you believe that they could have been better last year had they been healthy.
And that's it right there.
That's what it comes down to. All right, great. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll do a little crosstalk next. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, and the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagining a